It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Psychologist Robert J. Wicks, who's on the faculty of Loyola University, Maryland, has published more than four dozen books, most dealing with some aspect of helping people deal with stress, especially what he calls secondary stress, the pressures that grow from reaching out to help others. In the 1990s, he did psychological debriefings of relief workers evacuated from Rwanda after the bloody Civil War. He has worked with relief teams in Cambodia, and he's spoken at Walter Reed Army Hospital to healthcare professionals who care for severely injured veterans of the war in Iraq. Dr. Wick's latest book is Perspective, The Calm Within the Storm, and he's here in the studio to talk about it. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Why do you put so much emphasis on a healthy perspective?
Well, because I've noticed as I traveled around the world, you've mentioned some places, but I've been to others obviously as well. I've noticed that it's how people see things, not what they see, that's the crucial factor. And when I resourced it, I thought, you know, psychology has a lot to say about it. You know, Freud said the past influences the perspective in the present. Cognitive behavioral therapists speak about our cognitions, ways of thinking, perceiving, and understanding. But as you look at the history of it, in the Talmud we read, you do not see things as they are, you see things as you are. In the Christian New Testament, in Matthew 6:22, if your eye is good, your whole body will be good. Buddhists speak about it as the unobstructed vision, and Hindus in the Upanishads as a turning around in one's seat of consciousness. So the respect for how we see the world, it's almost like the pearl of great price in terms of people's happiness and welfare.
But isn't how we see the world how we see the world?
Not necessarily. I mean, well, yes, you're right there. I mean, but the question is...
But I mean, is it not just part of our personality? Is it not just something that we grow into and that's how we do it?
Well, yes and no. I think that the personality in terms of perspective, it's a range. And we can maximize that range by doing a number of things so that what we see... can be more real than if we don't pay any attention to it.
You put a lot of emphasis on alone time and mindfulness. First, what do you mean by mindfulness?
Mindfulness is being in the present with your eyes wide open. Alone time is a little more intriguing. It's being either in solitude or among people within yourself, in a way that really leads to something positive, and often it doesn't for people. So first I try to get them to find the crumbs of alone time in their life already rather than seeking extra time when they can be by themselves and reflect. The second thing is I warn them about going down three blind alleys, the blind alley of arrogance where they project the blame on others, the blind alley of ignorance where they condemn themselves, or the blind alley of discouragement. Instead, what I try to sell them is a spirit of intrigue. Instead of making quick judgments as you sit in this alone time, instead just observe whatever thinking comes like a train going through your head. Don't suppress it and don't entertain it, but notice it.
You make the practical suggestion of finding 2 minutes that every morning, to be alone.
Yeah.
And so tell me what's going to happen in those 2 minutes if I succeed in doing that.
Well, I think that, first of all, anybody can do 2 minutes. Though when you first do it, it's surprising. I was with a bunch of ministers, and I hesitated to say this because they're people of prayer, but I suggested that they take 2 minutes a day. And one of the ministers the next morning asked if she could sit with me for breakfast. And finally she said, "Do you really take those 2 minutes?" And I said, "I do. Why?" She said, "Well, I took them this morning, and 2 minutes is a long time. I don't think we're used to silence and solitude." And also, one of the problems with it is when we sit for even 2 minutes, we create a vacuum. And nature, as you remember from your science courses, hates, you know, they abhor vacuums. So the preconscious, or what's lying just below the surface, comes into that silence. And we're filled with the lies, games, avoidances that we have in our life. Now, that's not a problem. Actually, it's good that you see them, because the only memory that'll hurt you is the one forgotten. It operates below the surface. So when we sit in the silence and solitude, I suggest several things to people. Just sit up fairly straight. and simply count your breath from 1 to 4. Religious people prefer to use a word to center themselves or look at an icon or something that inspires them, but you need not do that. What happens then is you come home to yourself in the now. James Joyce said of one of his characters, Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body. And that's the way we live a lot of the time. We're in the silver casket of nostalgia or preoccupied with the future. We're not home. We're not now. Even when people go to take a walk, they don't go take a walk. They go take a think. They're in a cognitive envelope. They don't just relax and be present. And when you take a walk, you can be mindful. And when you're mindful, you're enjoying what's before you.
That's Robert J. Wicks, psychologist and professor emeritus at Loyola University Maryland, here on Maryland Morning, WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the latest in his dozens of books, Perspective, The Calm Within the Storm. That storm in the subtitle, is that essentially the stress, the secondary stress of caregiving, or is that aimed at all of us? What storm?
Yeah, that's aimed at all of us. That's what I wanted to do in the Perspective book, is take the information I was sharing with physicians and nurses and healthcare executives and psychologists and relief workers and give it to everybody. Because what happens is that we're often involved with very negative situations and we get sucked in. There's an old Russian proverb that goes, when you sleep next to the cemetery, you can't cry for everyone who dies. You need to be able to lean back. And I don't want people to be callous, but with the right perspective, you can lean back and be a bit detached. And the opposite of detachment is not compassion. It's seduction. We're pulled in by the needs of others and our own crazy expectations of ourselves, rather than saying, what can I do in a situation, and simply do it. Just as with the case of helpers, I suggested people not seek success, but seek to be as faithful personally and professionally as possible. And that, in a way, allows you to contribute on an ongoing basis without really being pulled in and defeated when things don't go your way, even if it's good.
You write about narrative therapy, which, as I understand it, essentially is changing the story we tell ourselves about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, do you think people are too hard on themselves?
Yes, I do. You know, we often think that people don't look at their defenses or their shortcomings honestly enough. But I find the opposite to be true. I don't think people really have looked at their successes in the past. I don't think they look at, the lesser expressed talents that they have. I think they allow other people to take their narrative in their hand, whether it's the culture or their family. And as a result, people believe all these rumors about themselves that have come from elsewhere. And I think it's unfair, quite honestly.
I really appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Psychologist, author, and teacher Robert J. Wicks on the faculty at Loyola University, Maryland. His latest book is Perspective, The Calm Within the Storm. More information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. Dr. Wicks will keynote the National Conference of the Association for Death Education and Counseling here in Baltimore at the Renaissance Harbor Place Hotel. That's April 24th. Information about that at our website, too. I'm Sheila Cass. This is Maryland Morning. More after a break. Stay with us on 88.1.